the empire's later years. After Justinian's death in 565, the Byzantine Empire began to decline. Later emperors had to fight wars against many neighboring enemies, including Persians and Turks to the east, Arabs to the south, and Germanic peoples to the north and west. The Byzantine Empire was shrinking in both size and power. As the Byzantines struggled to keep nearby enemies from invading Constantinople, religious and political arguments were weakening the empire from within. A religious dispute. Although most Byzantines were Christians, they did not practice Christianity the same way as the people in Western Europe did. Byzantine Christians rejected the authority of the Pope, the leader of the Church in Rome. The Byzantine emperor had to approve the choice of the Patriarch, or highest church official in Constantinople. Greek was the language of the Byzantine Church, while Latin was the language of the Roman Church. The two branches of Christianity began to grow apart. At that time, many Christians prayed to saints or holy people, represented by icons or paintings of these people. In the 700s, a Byzantine emperor outlawed the use of icons, saying that they violated God's commandments. The Pope disagreed and banished the emperor from the church. Byzantines felt that the Pope did not have the authority to banish the emperor from the church. These disputes led to a schism or split in the Christian church in 1054. Now there were two distinct forms of Christianity: the Roman Catholic Church in the West and the Eastern Greek Orthodox Church in the East. A second Golden Age. From about 900 until the mid-1000s, the Byzantine Empire experienced a final period of greatness. Trade increased, and merchants came to Constantinople from as far away as Venice and Russia. Once again, the population of the city grew in size and diversity. As the economy grew in strength, so did the government. The long reign of Basil II, from 976 until 1025, was the most exceptional period of Byzantine history since the rule of Justinian. The empire regained some of the land it had lost. There was a burst of creativity in the arts. The fall of Constantinople. During the 1000s, however, Muslim peoples to the east were also gaining power. By the late 1100s, Turks had taken the inland areas of Asia Minor away from the weakening Byzantine Empire. The Byzantines were also threatened by Europeans. In 1171, disagreements over trade led to a war with Venice. And in the early 1200s, Constantinople was attacked by Christian crusaders. Western Christians ruled the city for 50 years. In 1261, the Byzantines regained their capital, but little was left of their empire. In 1453, a force of about 70,000 Turks surrounded Constantinople. They came both by sea and by land, and they brought cannons to attack the city's walls. The defending force, which numbered about 7,000, held out for 2 months. Then the Byzantine capital, which had been a defensive fortress for more than 1,000 years, finally fell. However, like Constantine before them, the new rulers would rebuild the city and make it an imperial capital. Renamed Istanbul, the city at the crossroads became a great center of Muslim culture and the capital of the Ottoman Empire. Reading check. Why did Constantinople finally fall?